the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We come this morning to celebrate the end of the octave of the contemplation of the mystery of the Incarnation. We have spent these great days coming hopefully to a deeper awareness and understanding of the great gift that has been given to us in the blessing of our Lord in the flesh. According to our gospel given to us on this, also known as the Feast of the Lord's Circumcision, is an understanding that he who has come to fulfill the law does so first and foremost by fulfilling the prior covenant. All that God does is in obedience to the will of the Father, so that the covenant truly is indeed now complete in him. Again, what is incumbent upon us, and at times may be difficult for us, as it is for the world, is to peer upon the Christ child and understand that salvation has indeed come to our house. Children, infants most especially, truly are in desperate need of the assistance given to them by their parents. In truth, they can do nothing on their own and must rely upon those who have given them life to sustain them throughout their lives. God, in his humility, submits to this indignity in order to show forth the necessity of humility, the trust and confidence of the Father placed in Our Lady and in his foster father, Joseph, and in this way, too, to fulfill the law, so that when indeed he does give his body and blood in recompense for our sins and reconciles us one to another in the midst of the Father and by the gift of the Spirit, we can truly say and proclaim that he did indeed do all that the law was required, because he is the embodiment of the law himself. Although indeed our time of contemplation in a liturgical sense has come to an end, it still is necessary upon us to continue to come to a deeper awareness and then living out the mystery of the Lord's Incarnation. Christ comes into the world and radically changes it once for all. There is no one else to whom we can go, no other name under which we can be saved, no other reality that can bring about peace, reconciliation, and wholeness. The mystery of the Lord's Incarnation admits to no compromise. It does not allow indifference, but requires a complete obedience to that mystery, a spirit of docility before the mystery itself. This is significantly important because of the age in which we find ourselves. So many who have turned away from the practice of the faith, so many who deny God, and even those who hate him. We know we will come up against resistance, but even if we do, we know we are armed with something greater than that resistance, and that is the mystery of our Lord who is present among us, who has remained with us in the mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist. And so we continue to give thanks and open our hearts in gratitude for the new life that has been bestowed upon us. We also pledge ourselves to, like our Lord, to fulfill the law. For the law now consists in the one simple fact: be obedient to Christ, listen to Christ, do the things of Christ, and in so doing, continue to be an instrument of salvation, as he is the source and life and summit of our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.